stop us from putting our lives on the line. You can't stop us from dancing. You can't stop us from feeling high. We can't help it if we'd like to stay out all night.
It's the opening track to the new album from Billy Strings. The song is On the Line from Turmoil in Tinfoil. Joining us on the line from his home in Nashville is Billy Strings. Nice to talk to you, Billy. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Man, that's kind of a coincidence, huh?
Yeah,
on the line.
Well, we just talked with a young bluegrass band, the Hillbenders, a few weeks ago. They're touring with a bluegrass version of the iconic rock opera, Tommy. And when we asked them about it, they said, you know, we respect the past, meaning bluegrass, but we don't want to be tied to it. And it sounds like you have a kind of a similar attitude about the bluegrass you play.
I don't know. I'm trying to learn how to write music, so I think trying to put, you know, not as many boundaries up and kind of let the songs decide where they want to go, you know? I grew up playing traditional bluegrass. You know, it sounds disrespectful if I say kind of something along the lines of that, but it's just a songwriting thing, you know?
But there are some out there that you know, bluegrass traditionalists. I don't know if the tide is changing a little bit, because in blues, there's traditionalists that used to get really upset about new sounds coming in, but they seem to be turning around a little bit now, too.
Yeah, well, I wonder that. You know, I wonder if the old school has, you know, maybe they thought Johnny Winter was too loud.
Yeah.
Or something. I wasn't around, so I never got to go to those shows, but, I wonder that. We're all playing bluegrass. You know, Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys, they're the trunk of the tree. And then on up, you get some branches up there, like Newgrass Revival and some more progressive stuff, you know, seldom seen. It's funny. I was talking to Brian Sutton the other day, and we were talking about seldom seen over lunch. And, you know, it's just kind of funny how long ago that band was kind of hitting it, and that they're still considered progressive bluegrass.
Well, and you are incorporating different sounds, whether it's kind of a psychedelic sound, more rock sound, more other kinds of sounds. Was this something that just kind of came naturally from all the music you were listening to growing up? Or is this something you go, maybe, you know, I got to start doing some of this. Maybe it'll sound better.
I think it's a little of both, you know. I think it's me wanting to incorporate some of those other inspirations that I have, you know, the Grateful Dead and Jimi Hendrix, and I mentioned Johnny Winter and you know, whatever I've listened to my entire life, including metal bands and stuff like that. But I started out with bluegrass, so that's always going to be in there. But it's just sort of trying to figure out where I'm heading. And also, if you just follow your heart and kind of follow the song or whatever artistic direction you're heading without trying to sound like Bill Monroe, you know, it might set you aside some other bluegrass bands that, you know, sort of all sound the same.
Sure. Billy Strings, our guest, talking to us from his home in Nashville. This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. Billy, you came out right out of the chute with the second song on the album Turmoil and Tinfoil, Meet Me at the Creek, at 9.5 minutes long. And it's about water. Meet Me at the Creek, about water. And you grew up in Traverse City, Michigan. You spent a lot of time there. You also grew up on a river in another part of Michigan. Doesn't it seem like great music comes from people being near rivers?
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely something there. There was this old train trestle that was, you know, abandoned years and years ago. But when I was a little kid, we used to go play down there. And my dad also took us fishing down there when we were little. You know, when I was growing up a little bit, you know, in my preteens, and, you know, when I was 12 or 13 years old, when I thought break up with some high school girlfriend or something, and I thought my whole world was over or whatever, but I'd go sit down by that river. And I'd just think, and I'd just watch the muddy water go by, and kind of, it would help me meditate, you know. And I'd sometimes bring my fishing pole and catch a few smallmouth or whatever, but sometimes I'd just go down there and sit. And so I kind of, when I wrote this song, I was kind of thinking about that place that I used to go chill.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton talking with Billy Strings, who's at the Castle Theater in downtown Bloomington tonight. And I mentioned a couple of places in Michigan you've lived in, but you also spent a little bit of time in Kentucky. Michigan doesn't seem to be a place where bluegrass would spring out of. Kentucky might seem more like that. But was it more about your dad, though, and his playing and picking when you were growing up?
Yeah. You know, when I lived in Kentucky, I was a baby. I can't even remember living in Moorhead, you know, because we moved up to Michigan when I was still a baby. But my dad, he raised me on Doc Watson's music and Bill Monroe, all of it, Lester Flatt, Meryl Scruggs, Jimmy Martin, Larry Sparks, and Stanley Brothers and all that. But my parents also, they love the Beatles. They love Hendrix. They love Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, Johnny Winter, Yes, King Crimson, you know, like all these kind of old rock and roll bands, you know, Edgar Winter. My mom's a huge Johnny Winter fan, and Pink Floyd, and just all of it, you know. So it was basically, I think my parents liked good music. And so when I was a kid, man, I was exposed to a lot of this, you know.
Well, I mean, in a lot of that could sort of stifle some kids. You heard about the sports parents who push their kid into football or baseball or basketball, and they just don't want to do it. But it sounds like it was kind of a feast for you. You must have really, really enjoyed hearing all this music and really took to it quickly.
Man, my parents are really cool. You know, they listen to good music, and they've, you know, they taught me about, you know, when I was little, they taught me about bluegrass. And then when I got old enough, they taught me about, like, the whole hippie culture. And, you know, like I said, I learned about Woodstock, and I learned about the Kool-Aid tests, and I learned about the Grateful Dead, and I learned, you know, about tie-dye and growing my hair out, and electric guitar, and, you know, because that's what they were doing when they were my age, man. They were hippies, you know?
Oh, I could never love another, and so I'll be so sad and blue. I'll be waiting here, my darling, with all these memories of you.
These Memories of You is the song you're hearing. It's from the new album by Billy Strings called Turmoil and Tinfoil. This is GLT Sound Ideas. Turmoil and Tinfoil is the name of the album, but it's also a song on the album. And if I have this right, it's you describing someone who's standing right in front of you, but you're missing that person. And if you've ever had a friend who's addicted to hard drugs, you might know what I'm talking about. Is that a fair characterization?
Yeah, it could be hard drugs. It could be, you know, anything. It's like kind of just about somebody who's lost, you know, and maybe you're trying to help them, but they just kind of don't. I don't know. You know, it's kind of hard to explain.
Did you have a friend who was having that problem?
I've had lots of them, man. I grew up in a tiny little town where there wasn't nothing to do. So by the time we were in middle school, you know, we were trying stuff. You know, we were experimenting. A lot of my friends went down the wrong road. They got, you know, locked up, overdosed, suicide. I lost a lot of friends to drugs, man.
Through the turmoil and the tinfoil, I could wait my early life. I could see you in the darkness, and I'm running through the night. Silver morning, when your face had turned to gray, you were standing right before me, but I missed you every day.
You've been playing music from a really young age, and now that you're a professional musician, first of all, did you always want to be a professional touring musician? And what's the reality like now versus the fantasy of what you thought it might be like before you start heading out on the road and doing it full time?
Yes, I've always wanted to. You know, when I was a kid, I used to read books about Janis Joplin and like, you know, biographies of these huge idols and these huge musical icons, Nirvana and like Kurt Cobain, and I used to read books about Jim Morrison. And so, yeah, when I was a kid, I did kind of have this dream of, you know, this like rock star kind of dream. It's very different now. It's not like that kind of fantasy at all. It's really, I'm a working musician, you know. I do 200 gigs a year, and I'm out there on tour, on the road all the time. But it isn't so different, you know. I'm traveling with a group of friends, and we're the best friends anybody could have, and we're experiencing all these amazing things together on the road, and we're making so many friends, and it's just a beautiful experience to be able to travel, see the country, do all these shows, to go play in all these venues, these magical music venues that, you know, hundreds of other bands have caressed throughout the years. It's just really an honor, really. And also to become friends with, you know, people that I've grown up admiring and kind of worshiping my whole life. You know, people like David Grisman and Stan Bush and Del McCurry. And, you know, these people are my friends now. They're not just my heroes. They're still my heroes, but they're also my friends. It's incredible. You know, I never thought I'd be able to do this. And I've just had an enormous amount of support and encouragement from, you know, my friends. That it's just been a wild ride, man. And it's just beginning, really.